Gamertag Radio listeners, join me on my exclusive session on Bright called Podcasting 101, Building Your Community. I know we have a lot of listeners that want to start their own show, start their own podcast. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to market, how to get new listeners, etc. So join my session Tuesday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you could join and ask questions, learn from me. I've been podcasting now over 16 years. And there's going to be a lot of people there. The last session we had a lot, and we had a great conversation about how to market, to do certain things, certain tricks to get new listeners, how people could discover your show, etc. So this is your opportunity right now, exclusively on Bright. All you have to do is go to this episode under the description here, and I have the link to where you go to the website and reserve your ticket. Only have a certain amount of tickets available. It's up to you now. Want to join and meet other podcasters and other content creators are going to be also attending this event. So June 22nd, Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word, and I'll see you there exclusively, once again, live on Bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 36. This is your host, Danny Pena, and this is a special podcast episode, and we're going to be talking about E3 2021. I just finished watching the Ubisoft Forward, which we're going to be talking about all the announcements here on this podcast. And but first, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app. Also, just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, post a review. It will help us out a lot. And if you would like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you can be part of GTR.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
I just finished watching the Ubisoft Forward, and I'm going to be talking about it here in a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about this very quick, because I just saw this right before I started recording this podcast here. And it's about this article posted by Kotaku. And this it says here, E3 tells creators like Jeff Keighley they might get in trouble for streaming show. This is very surprising. I've never seen this before. I've never heard about this type of thing from the ESA. And this is very, very crazy. So this year, and every year, streamers always co-streaming all the press conferences, the events, and they talk about it to their community. And it helps to get the engagement and people get excited about E3. And I know Jeff Keighley also had Summer Game Fest yesterday, and he also promoted for streamers to co-stream the event, which was fine. But what's going on with the ESA saying that if you co-stream their event, you are going to get in trouble? You had to, and I quote, fill out a form in order for you to be part of this and co-stream E3, which is ridiculous. So I'm going to read this right here. And this is from E3. They said that only a few small group of people got approved to co-stream E3. Not everybody around the world. And if you do, then what happened is they're going to contact you and maybe even delete the video or demonetize that video or something. It all depends. I don't know. This I'm just reading right now from all this. So this is from E3 talent team leader from the ESA wrote, though we encourage fan engagement and people to co-stream and think that is great when the community does it, we do not speak for platforms like Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook. We recommend that the TOS and guidelines for the platform be followed for such events. Keely wrote this. He goes, I did try to play nice, which also he had the Summer Game Fest yesterday. And he says that it should be allowed to stream for free. Creators be wary unless you have permission, Keely said. That's what he said about the situation, which is mind-boggling because, look, this is why I think E3 is going to go downhill by doing stuff like this. I know there is an update from the ESA, and it says, because this is from Kotaku. They sent them an email to the ESA wondering what's going on, why people will get in trouble about this. And he says, the ESA says that 1,300 submissions was submitted to apply to be part of the co-streaming partnership with the ESA. And less than 100 creators and brands got approved for like official co-stream. So I just stream it right now. My stuff is not official. So what's going to happen? Are they going to like delete it, demonetize it? Am I going to get in trouble? It's ridiculous. A representative explained that since this E3 is the first year doing official co-streaming, it has decided on a small select group this year to monitor the opportunity and see how we can apply it to future E3s. Though the representative did not explain why their organization only decided to cover, like, to be this and release this information now after the news came out, right? So it says the representative also added that authorized streamers are still, and I quote, welcome to co-stream, but it won't be in the official capacity. I don't know what the hell that means. They also said we're welcoming everyone to co-stream and just reminding them to recognize the terms of service for each platform. Huh. He says, we appreciate. Oh, the ESA, this is for also about Keely, Jeff Keely. He says, we appreciate GF and everything he's done for the video game industry. This is from the ESA rep. The decision not to include him in the small list of official co-streamers was absolutely no personal slight. In addition to our distribution and service and media partners, we focus on a diverse group of influencers and creators who constantly create video games content across YouTube, Twitch, and or Facebook. I think this is personal. This is personal. But this is from Microsoft because I'm planning to co-stream their digital showcase tomorrow. It says we at Xbox greatly appreciate any co-stream efforts and aim to ensure you have a smooth experience if you choose to do so. Microsoft wrote that on How to Watch. This is they posted this yesterday, but they did warn that there is going to be some licensing music that's going to be available there. But I don't know. This is very confusing. This is like, I don't know what's going on. This is just dumb. Actually, this is very, very dumb. And I don't know why the ESA is making this seem like a big thing. Look, they are afraid that things are changing now, especially with content creation, co-streamers. Things are changing. And now companies are doing their own events. They want, look, the ESA wants to have that amount of numbers of viewers for their official stream. This is what all this is happening is because of that. So this is a very dumb, very, very dumb move from the ESA, and I hope to make this change in the future. So I just want to start with that because this was not my plan. I just saw this a few minutes ago, and I wanted to talk about it here very quick on the podcast. And let me know your thoughts about this because this is just ridiculous in my opinion. But all right, let's move forward. Ubisoft forward. There you go. No pun intended. So let's talk about everything that's been announced during the stream. So let's talk about this, man. We're in the middle of a pandemic right now. And of course, there's going to be companies that are delaying a lot of games, or the games that probably originally was going to launch this year or early next year is probably not, they're not going to talk about it because now they don't know when these games are going to come out because we're still in a pandemic. You know, it's not 100% that people are actually going to the offices to work on their games. Everybody has been working from home for now for like a year. So that's one part where I completely understand everybody's like review about Ubisoft Forward. I completely understand why, but at the same time, you also have to understand where they're coming from. A lot of people are not working from their studio. They're working from home, you know? So yes, where this was like one of the best Ubisoft press conferences out there from since like back then. No, it's not. But there's some games here that I felt it stood out a lot. So I'm going to talk about it right now very, very quick. They showed a lot of games that they're going to be updates throughout the year and also next year, especially Assassin's Creed Valhalla. They announced a second year of content for now. And then in fall, they're going to add more stuff. And there was a short tease that they're planning to release more expansions for the game for the first time. It's the second year, meaning that they, and I hope, they're going to take a break from Assassin's Creed, and maybe in 2023, now we get to hear and see a new Assassin's Creed. I hope it's like that. We'll see. But as of right now, they're also going to be more content only in the first year, but also the second year too. That's, I think that's really, really cool. Also announced Just Dance 22. Another game that I think stood out to me that was really, really, really interesting to me was Rocksmith Plus, which this is an interactive music learning game where you get it from your phone and also the PC, and your phone will listen to you play the sound of the guitar, and it will tell you based on how you play it, because you also got to watch the screen. It will tell you if you're doing pretty good, and I will give you the score and everything. And this is like a great way for you, especially new people that don't know anything about how to play guitars. You know, this is like a great way to do that. And I know I was streaming and there was a couple people in the chat saying that this would be great for like the kids to learn to play a guitar. So that's really, really cool. Another thing they show, Watch Dogs Legion's Bloodline. They show the trailer. It's a new DLC story that is coming out for Watch Dogs. Also more content coming for The Crew 2. The first one is going to be coming out soon. Very, very soon. So I'm gonna. There's a lot more of just like updates of a lot of the games that have already been out, which is awesome. Now another game that they showed, which seems really cool, is Riders Republic. Now I thought this was gonna be like a free to play game because remember Ubisoft announced that they're planning to release more free to play games in the future. But they haven't really announced anything. Like, I'm very surprised there was no announcement about Heartland, the new Division game that's coming out, which is also a free-to-play game, and it's part of the Division universe, right? So that was not announced, but they showed Riders Republic, and this is like a social game where you could ride bikes, ski, fly, parachute, all kinds of stuff there, man. So this game comes out September 2nd, and right now you can go to the official website, and for more information, go to Ubisoft.com. But there is going to be a beta where you could try it out, and it's all multiplayer, massive multiplayer outdoor sports playground. You can think of it like that. So the official game is coming out September 2nd, but you can sign up right now for the beta, and it looks interesting. Now, is this something I'm going to go out and buy? No, but I would like to try it out to see how it is and just move forward. Another information too about Rainbow Six Siege is there's going to be crossplay and cross progression first on PC, Stadia, and Luna. And then later, sometime early next year, there's also going to be crossplay and cross progression with only consoles, not consoles and PC. So it'll be PlayStation and also Xbox owners. So that's something that finally is coming out and is very, very exciting. So let's talk about the new game. So, excuse me, sorry. I've been drinking a lot. So, Far Cry 6, they showed the game a little tease of like one of the CGI footage of the game. But one of the things that they announced is The season pass comes with 3 episodes that you could play as the villain. Yes, from past Far Cry games. So let's say you want to try out Joseph Seed, that's going to be there. It's all DLC episodes that's coming out in the future. You'll play as them. So you learn more about why are they acting like this, why are they like that, right? But also for Season Pass, it also includes Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon totally for free if you get the Season Pass. So again, you get the Season Pass, you get 3 episodes, DLC episodes, which you could play as the villain, and also Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon for free. So now you know. For more information, again, go to Ubisoft.com. Now, let's talk about this. Rainbow Six Extraction. Before it was quarantined, but they changed the whole thing. The game, the co-op game, is coming out September 16th. And again, you're going to be face against alien threat. I thought it was going to be zombies, but it's not zombies at all. It's now an alien threat. And this is only 1 to 3 players co-op experience. The gameplay that they show looks very, very interesting. It looks a lot of fun. Think of it like Rainbow Six, but you have to be very, very smart. This is not like Call of Duty. You just run and shoot. No, there is going to be some cases that you will run, but there's some cases that you have to be very quiet doing certain things. And we'll see what happens. But it looks really, really cool. I enjoyed it. The trailer looks phenomenal. Looks fun to play. And it's 3-player co-op. I love games like this where you do co-op with your friends, maybe with randoms. And I'm going to enjoy it. This looks really, really cool. So we'll see. We'll see. Now, the 2 games that I'm very, very excited about. Let's talk about the new Mario Rabbids 2. Which is actually called Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope. It's coming out for the Nintendo Switch, but it's coming out 2022. And it's Mario, Rabbit Peach, and all the friends from the previous game and new ones are going to be arriving here. So let's read this very quick about Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope lands. There is a new combat system. You can form a team of 3 heroes from a roster of 9, but this time, battles unfold through a mixture of real-time action and turn-based tactics. You can move freely in a designated area and take cover, team jump on your allies, or dash at your enemies, all in real-time within the hero's turn, which is cool. There's going to be a lot of new things that you're going to be doing in this game that you couldn't do in the last game. But again, they're going to have more information about the game once it gets closer to 2022. Very, very excited about this, man. Super, super excited. Look, I had an amazing time playing Mario Rabbids 2 last year. I mean, not last year, when it first released, when the Nintendo Switch came out a couple years back. And it was phenomenal. One of my favorite games of that year. Phenomenal, phenomenal game. Even one of the best boss battles ever played in the game, especially in a Mario game, was in Mario Rabbids. So I can't wait for this game to come out. And I could talk more about this once I get hands-on everything, man. It looks really, really phenomenal. So now let's talk about the new Avatar game, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. They had a first look of the game. And I'm going to read a couple of things about this in a couple seconds here. But the game is coming out next year, 2022. And this is from Ubisoft Massive. They've been working on this for a while now. In a collaboration with Lightstorm Entertainment and Disney. And this is a new standalone extension of the Avatar universe. And you will play as Navi and embark on a journey across the Western Frontier, a never-before-seen part of Pandora. And the next interesting thing about this game is that there's going to be new characters, new creatures, everything. But this is going to be a first-person game. This is going to be a totally first-person game. And a lot. This is a good news for those that just love next-gen-only games. This is only going to be available for a new generation of consoles, which is PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Stadia, Amazon Luna, and also PC. So they showed a trailer. Actually, they showed two trailers. One was like, actually, no. They showed, sorry, I apologize about that. They showed the actual trailer, an in-game trailer of it. And this is where they use their engine is powered by Snowdrop. And it looks pretty good. Looks really, really good. And they show you things that you do in the game. They show you the world in Pandora. And it looks very, very exciting. Now, I would like to see and learn more about this. But the game looks phenomenal. Looks really, really cool. And I can't wait to learn more about this once we hear more about it. But does it say anything about multiplayer here so far? So far, it looks like this is going to be a single-player experience, it looks like. But I'm okay with it because I trust Massive. They're pretty good at creating open-world games. I mentioned that before. Now, I do have to mention, there was no information about Star Wars from Massive. Again, really too early. We're not going to hear anything about that for a couple of years. No Beyond Good and Evil. No Skull and Bones. Zero information if they're planning to do a Splinter Cell again in the future. No Prince of Persia, which I know it got delayed next year, but they did give the heads up that there was going to be no game this year. No information about it during Ubisoft Forward. So, again, I get why people are kind of mixed about this press conference. I think it's okay. I give it like a 7 out of 10. Because there are some games that I see myself playing. Rainbow Six Extraction, Mario Rabbids, Avatar looks very interesting. I would like to know more. Everything else just seemed like okay. You know what I'm saying? But the good thing is you purchase a new game from Ubisoft and they still uploading new content every single time. That's awesome. Imagine paying $60 game years ago and you still to this day getting new content. I think that's awesome. Really, really cool. Really, really cool. But I would like to get your feedback for those that watch the trailer, that watch all the digital Ubisoft Forward. Let me know your thoughts because I enjoy it. This is like a C, in my opinion, a C plus. For 1 through 10, a 7. For me, but I'm curious to hear what everybody has to say about it. But if you listen to this podcast right now, today, before the Xbox Digital Showcase, I am planning to stream it starting 9 a.m. That's going to be the pre-show. You could join me there. Hopefully people join me. And after that, I'm also going to be recording a podcast about my thoughts about everything. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned about that. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode, this special episode of Gamertag Radio E3 2021 edition. And get ready. We're going to have more content here on Gamertag Radio, so stay tuned. And hopefully tomorrow I'll be back with new content, new stuff to talk about, and also Monday. I have another surprise for next week, which is not E3 related, but stay tuned for that. All right, thank you everyone for listening. Remember, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. I'm there. Subscribe, follow, post a review. And if you'd like to be part of our fan mail discussion, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. I'm out. Until next time. Thank you for listening. Take care. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.